Welcome back to another edition of the Kids Zach Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, have I missed you?
Well, yes.
I have missed you. Unlike any other. You say what?
Yes.
Well, I mean, he's introduced himself already. Guys, we got Dad back on the show. I was going to give him an introduction, but, you know, he wanted to jump on in there. Dad, how you doing, man?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
We good. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's been a lot been going on.
Yeah, a lot has been going on.
A lot has. We got a lot to discuss today.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We definitely do. And Dad, are you by yourself? No, he's not by himself because DJ is here as well, ladies and gentlemen. DJ, what's up, man?
I'm great.
You said what?
Rested.
Yeah, it's been a minute since they've been on. It's been a minute since I've been on here, you know. But as the host, I got to come bring energy for y'all. You said, how you doing?
I said, I'm great.
You great?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ready to talk about some strong topics today in sports? Because a lot has been going on.
More ready than ever.
More ready than ever, you know what I mean? You got good takes, Dad's got good takes, and you know, I got takes or whatever at the same time. But guys, yes, I'm excited to be back on here as well. I'm glad to have your ears, you know, you're tuning in and things of that nature. We're not on YouTube today. We're just going to be on, about to say Snapchat, Lord of Mercy. We're only going to be on iTunes and Spotify today with this one. That's how we're going to do it. But man, I don't want to waste no time. I really want to hop straight into it, man, because I'm excited to get to talking about these topics. So allow me to give y'all the rundown of what we'll be talking about today. All right? I guess I could say, would it be five letters? OBJLA. That's all you need to know. That's one of our first topics. We'll dive into that. Cam Newton is back in Carolina and already making waves. We'll talk about that. Baker Mayfield. Is it time to completely rule him out as the guy in Cleveland? That should be a good discussion right there. And sticking on Cleveland right now, which I don't know if you know by now, but I just told you, OBJ in LA, he's no longer in Cleveland. So how is Cleveland doing despite OBJ? We'll find out. Oh, yeah. I don't know if y'all remember the Patriots, you know, Tom Brady used to play for one. Well, it seems that they're trying to get back to their dynasty ways with their rookie quarterback and their top five defense right here. Are they headed back to a championship? We'll discuss. And, of course, my Eagles. And the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Has Jalen Hurts finally proven himself that he can be the franchise QB for the Eagles? And if not the Eagles, anybody in this league. We'll discuss. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but Jordan Love made a start for the Packers. It went a certain way or whatnot. Is it time to give up on the Jordan Love experiment already? I think we have some different opinions on that. And then coming back around to end the show, it's LeBron done winning titles. That should be a good one. And of course, I introduce a game we have today. It's called Legit or Quitted. And we'll explain that later on in the show because I don't want to waste any more time. DJ, you ready?
I'm ready.
Dad, you ready?
I'm ready.
And I know y'all ready out there and I'm ready as well. Go ahead, whatever you're listening to this on, if you're on your iPhone, turn up the volume. If you're in a car on the way to work, turn up your radio dial. And let's get this going without further ado. So, OBJ is in LA, so let me like catch you guys up out there. You know, I don't know if you know well. Where do I start? As we all know, the Odell experiment, Odell and Baker, I should say, in Cleveland, has not been working out well. And you know, we knew it. OBJ knows it. Baker knows it. However, apparently OBJ's dad knows it as well, because he proceeded to go on to post an 11-minute video he got from someone's YouTube. On all the plays that his son, has been open, but Baker Mayfield refuses to throw the ball to him. That happened. That led to the next day, Odell Beckham coming to practice and being excused from practice on Wednesday. He comes back the next day. He's excused then as well. Next thing we hear, they're in the talks of trying to release Odell Beckham and let him go on waivers. He gets released. Da-da-da-da. Nobody picks him up. Odell has to narrow down his choices between was the Saints, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, the Rams, the Patriots. I mean, a lot of teams, you know. He goes with the Los Angeles Rams. So now, speed pass, right? He gets 2 days of practice, nothing. He goes play on Monday Night Football against the 49ers at San Francisco. And his first outing was 2 receptions, 18 yards. And his longest catch was 13 yards. Right? You smiling for it? Well, it was 13 yards. So, I mean, I think we're all in agreement here, you know. But I got a question for you, and then I got a counter question, because I think we all agree. We can say Do we think OBJ is going to work in LA? You do, yes. Dad. You think that?
I think you will.
Okay,
I think you will.
So I agree on that too. So let's not ask that. Let's ask this: what would the Rams be come playoff time? Are they first round bye? Are they Super Bowl? Realistically, with him now. So, okay, Dad, we're gonna go to you first, and then we're gonna bring Red Ryan to DJ.
Honestly, I don't think it's so much right now the way they're playing. I don't think it's so much Odell as the team in general. They're not playing good defense. And Matthew Stafford, I mean, one thing to have an off game, but he had a horrible game when he off. I mean, just horrible game. It's kind of like, I think somebody made the statement that once they get behind, in your mind, watching them play, like, they ain't going to win the football game. They get a couple scores behind. So, and, I just wonder what is the identity. There's some people say they try to be more of a finesse team more so than
that's
stop going away from the play action passes.
Man,
that got them the running game, because actually people don't realize the Ram more so the running team. They just do things to set the run up. So they got to go back to their identity and stop, you know, just go back to just assignment football, and I think that'd be fine, but you got to go back to assignment football. And I actually think these two losses is going to make them concentrate more on the details of football and doing their job. You know,
I'm sorry, guys. And him talking about those two losses, they lost to DJ's Titans last week on Sunday Night Football on Upset Sunday, and then they lose to the 49ers on Monday Night Football. Both of those blowout losses, guys. But yeah, DJ, where do you see the Rams that come playoff time?
You mean like if they're like contenders?
Or? I mean, realistically, you think they're gonna get back on track? I think we all think that. So if you're saying they're gonna get back on track, where do you think they're gonna be? Seeding wise, you know, are they wild card? Or you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
I'm trying to think who's in the division.
They got the Seahawks, the Cardinals, and the Panthers in that division.
Okay.
Arguably one of the toughest divisions in the NFL.
I think overall, I think they'll win their division. I feel like the, you know, because everybody else has had struggles, you know, early on. You know, like Aaron Rodgers, you know what I'm saying? One game, he had a horrible game. Everybody was with him. He done lost it. One game. you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, and the Chiefs, they done had, you know what I'm saying, some struggles and whatnot. So this is a part of the season. You'd rather see this now than at the end of the year, heading into the playoffs. So, and then plus, you also got to understand that they just got Odell Beckham like a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
He didn't go through training camp with him. He didn't go through none of the practices, workouts, none of the stuff that makes you gel as a team. He just kind of got thrown out there.
Definitely.
Which, one thing that, you know, didn't make sense to me watching the game was that even though you knew he probably don't understand the playbook like that well because he just got there, like, even just put him out there. When he's out there, you got to pay attention to him.
Yeah.
That's what they make him. Just make him a decoy until he, you know, understand the routes and everything like what he's supposed to do. And that didn't make no sense to me. But they didn't help themselves there. But, yeah, they'll get back on track. They'll be, I think, the ultimately winner division. Same thing with Von Miller. He just got there, too.
Right. Oh, yeah. So Von Miller's also another acquisition because they lost Robert Woods with torn ACL.
He was looking lost out there, but that's probably because he really was lost out there. It was hard for you to be aggressive when you don't know what's going on.
You can't go 100% if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
He got pancaked by George Kittle. That's no shame in that, though. That man's
it's a shame in it.
It's an incredible. That's like the best blocking tight end in the NFL.
He's still a tight end. You ain't got no business being a Patriots and getting pancaked by a tight end.
Okay, tight end. Go ahead, would you? Go ahead. I mean, this tight end ain't no just, you know, bottom of the barrel. This is George Kittle. His thing is blocking.
Yeah, I know he's a blocker, but he's not supposed to get blocked by a tight end. He's not supposed to get pancaked by a tight end.
You don't know what you're doing.
I think it's just one of the things where it's just like, it's football.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One of the things, hey, he got me. You know,
yeah, that's how it is.
And then I can say, he just got me, you know. But, yeah, I think they'll ultimately win their division. They'll get back on track. They'll get him more acclimated to the offense. But then, you know, they get 2 weeks till they play Green Bay. You know, so it would surprise me. You know, I know he's an outside receiver, but if they move him around a little bit, because know, if you do that, you know, the defense has to look for him instead of saying, well, we know Odell going to be over here.
Yeah.
You know, they have to look around for him. And if he's in the slot, okay, but now you got to adjust because, yeah, you know, we thought he was going to be on the outside to the right, you know. So, yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, overall.
So you got to win the division. You didn't say.
Well, right now, I think this thing will work. I don't know what Arizona is, actually. You know, I mean. Yeah.
A lot of injuries.
Yeah, a lot of injuries, and Kyler's still injured. You know, he stay injured. So I think they're going to win the division. The key to me with them is they got to buckle down and actually, you know, get into small details, you know, of how to play the game in terms of they doing their job. And I think, and going back to running the ball, don't just put the ball in his hand and just say, go out there and wing it. Throw the ball, just, you know, play action pass more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally agree with you guys on this right here, man. I got them winning the division as well. And people are like, what the Cardinals? I mean, the Cardinals, yeah, they got off to a strong start. But, you know, the thing with Kyler and staying healthy. And when you even look at them wins they had, it looked like all Kyler. You know what I mean? Never looked like the whole team. It looked like all him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes when you take that one, you took him out of the equation, you know, it's different. But anyway, as far as the Rams go, yeah, I got the winning division. I don't know if I want to go first round back because for some reason I feel like Brady is going to take that, you know, out of the NFC. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can have two first round buys and then just one, right? So I think Brady.
I think
he got that. I don't know why. He just always figures it out. And Stafford, y'all know he's from Georgia, first overall pick. And everything's going to gel, right? But the only question I got, and I shouldn't, is Matt Stafford. You know what I mean? Sean McVay going to put him in the best. Because he been playing in Detroit. And, hey, much love to Detroit and them boys. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this. This is his first for everything. My first in L.A., right? My first playing on a talented team. You know what I mean? We projected to get to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
It'll be my first time trying to win a game in the playoffs. I've never won a playoff game. All of these things. I had Megatron at one point. I don't got that no more. I got a brilliant offensive-minded coach. I got decent running backs. I got a veteran lineman, Whitworth, I think is his name. Odell Beckham. I got Cooper Kupp. I got an all-star defense over there. Only one can mess this up is me. And that's what I think. I just hope the pressure don't get to him because the man ain't never had no pressure on him in Detroit. That's my thing. They're going to win the division. I don't know what's going to happen beyond that. You know what I mean? I don't. Sean McVay will put you in every position to succeed. And then it's up to Stafford. And we haven't yet to see Stafford in that light yet. Mm. I'm a little nervous. I think he can do it, but I'm definitely a little nervous. I don't want to see no forcing the ball, though. I want it natural. Figure it out. I want it natural.
When you go through his progressions and everything like that, you know, I'm pretty sure the number one, you know,
Cooper Kupp?
Target's Cooper Kupp. And then, you know, if he's not there, then automatically see what Odell is. It's probably going to be vice versa as the season goes on.
I need to see that.
But as long as you do that, instead of just staring one person down, like I think Baker was doing.
No.
You know, so.
It's going to
be you do that. Okay, he ain't open. Let me see if he ain't open. Okay, if neither one of them, okay, who else open? Then that's when you know, scan the field, you know. But I feel like if he do that, he'll be fine. But if he just be out there just trying to stir folks down because he feel like he got to get it to him, then yeah.
Yeah, you about to say something? Okay, yeah, before we move on. Yeah, like I said, I just need Stafford to get right in there. Like you said, don't stare him down. Let it be naturally. Natural, you know. Few quarterbacks have been able to force the ball. As Ben forced AB, works every time. And Rodgers forced Adams, works every time. And Drew Brees to Michael Thomas, it worked every time. Mm-hmm. You knew it was going to him, and it still worked. I don't think Stafford is that type of guy, just force. Now, he can force with Cooper. That works for some reason, but I don't think it's going to work with Odell. But, man, let's move on to some more great news we're all excited about. Cam Newton is back in Carolina, guys. Let me catch up. We all know Cam was cut from the Panthers about a year or two ago. He was dealing with shoulder injury, foot injury, things like that. Got cut, went to the Patriots, caught COVID, and kind of went downhill from there. And then they had him in the preseason. Then they ended up cutting him from the Patriots as well. But the Panthers hadn't been doing so great since Cam left neither. They got Sam Darnold started off hot. And man, he's at this point, he's got more interceptions than completions. You know what I mean? So, long story short, Sam Darnold gets hurt. He's on IR for at least 3 weeks now, which will result in now him being gone for 3 weeks. So they pick up Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton got to play a couple reps the other day. Had 2 touchdowns, instant touchdowns, right? So I think, like I said, this is another thing we're all in agreement in. We're happy to see Cam back in the league, and I'm happy to see him back in Carolina. Mm-hmm. You know, he looks like himself again. I don't nothing against the Patriots, but it looked like you got to go through one of them little detective things when you walk through and change yourself. Yeah. You got to morph when you go into the Patriots building. But he's like, he's finally being him again. He's going to be the starter, as we all know. So, talking about Carolina right now, what does this do for the Panthers right now with Cam? I mean, it was fun having him back, but for the foreseeable future, how many games? Let's just be realistic. You know what I mean?
Games?
How many games?
Gonna play?
I mean, no, no, no. He's going to play them all, I feel. How many games they winning here now?
Oh.
You cracking into the, you know, go ahead. You know,
depending on the schedule.
All right, well, I got you. Up next, they got Washington, who just lost my twin, Chase Young, towards ACL, man. Why are you laughing?
Oh, your twin. I don't think Chase would do much, you know.
Well, Chase is still a force.
I give them a win there.
Okay, you got one. The Dolphins after then. It's kind of, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm going to give them a win there, too, based off of the quarterback situation. Still man. Shaky.
Very shaky. Still shaky. And then you got... If I'm going in order, yeah. I'm about to say the Panthers. The Falcons. That's a division game. I don't know. That go either way. I got them losing against the Bills. I got them losing against the Buccaneers. I got them losing against the Saints. And I got them losing against the Buccaneers. So, I mean.
Okay, so that's 3-4.
Yeah.
So, that's the rest of the year, that'll be 3-4.
You agree with
so
that?
So, overall, that's what, 8-9? Is that right?
Yeah, they got 5 wins now. Yeah.
They end the season at 8-9, so it was still possibly being able to make the playoffs. No. They in the division with the Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe a wild card. I don't know.
No, it's subtracted. I'm sorry. Give them one of them Bucks wins. They ain't going 0-2.
I'm just the Bucks.
Yeah. Give them one of them. You can give it. Give them a January 9th win because I think the Bucks had the division locked up, and I think January 9th the Panthers could win. So that'd be what.
Wouldn't they still be fighting? They probably might still be fighting for the first round bye, depending on how the Rams get.
Well, I think one bye, really. That's the only one team have a bye due to the extra game this year. Either they got to play.
They gonna have a bye.
Huh?
I said they gonna have a bye. I'm telling you, the Bucks are gonna have a bye week. That's just my thinking right now, honestly. Like, everybody else gonna be fighting, but
I mean, the thing is, the jury is work. What you gonna get from Cam? We don't know. We ain't seen him play so long, and he's been hurt so much. He had COVID with the New England Patriots. He didn't run there long enough to get in the rhythm of the offense. So what is Cam gonna be? Only time will tell in terms of him being a good quarterback. I mean, we know he still can run the football. I'm talking about for being a guy that can go play action pass and still complete ball. You know.
Yeah.
You know, cause. He's not the more accurate passer, but he still could pass the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But is he still that guy? Or
I think that 2015. Yeah, I mean that's what I think you get from Cam.
We all hope and pray that you get to where, like I say, you don't want you know that the MVP Cam is not bad, but you just want to see him be a solid quarterback in the league. You know, the world is all good with Cam in the league. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know. Definitely, man. It definitely gave a boost just to see to the NFL. Yeah. Guy like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Having fun. He's taking pictures. He just something you can't put on the stat sheet. He bring. Now, I saw Cam leading the huddle. Like, I don't know if y'all saw that shot of him. Yeah, he was like, they had the whole team surrounding him. And he was talking. Da-da-da-da-da. Then he broke the huddle.
He's a leader.
You just naturally gravitate
he's a leader.
To him. And Jameis Winston was like that.
Yeah. He was.
You know, although all the incidents and crab legs, you know.
Right in the W's.
Things like that. But naturally, you just kind of gravitate to those guys. Yeah. But just wanted to shine some light on that. DJ, you got anything as far as Cam? Just wanted to shine some light on Cam, man. Because like I said, a lot of this stuff is happy news today. But then, as I say that, contradicting myself, let's discuss Baker Mayfield. As we all know, it didn't work out in Cleveland. But, you know, Baker Mayfield and Odell. You know, a lot of people blame Baker. A lot of people blamed Odell. Whoever you point the finger at, we're just happy it's done with now. And I guess so was New England, because they went on to beat the brakes off the Browns 45-7. Baker Mayfield, we're just going to focus on him for a second.
They beat the brakes off him. They beat and the, put him back on.
That's literally what they did. Like, oh my God. Now, it should be said that there was no Nick Chubb and there's no Kareem Hunt. And then, right, let's play. And I'm gonna do a take on this first before I let y'all go. Right, so Baker had 11 for 21 on passes, threw for 73 yards, one touchdown and interception. It should be noted that he did leave the game at one point because you know, he got hit. I think he hurt his hip or whatnot. However, they were still getting blown out when he saw. I don't know. When he left out the game. No. They were still getting blown out like that anyway. Now. Everybody want to blame OBJ. It ain't OBJ fault, all right? So now, to me, if you're Baker, you know, Cleveland, you did what you thought you had to do, protect your franchise QB, allow him to clear out the noise, and just go play, right? And here's the thing. That's why Baker gets so much attention. DJ loved him coming out of college. I loved him coming out of college, right? First overall pick. The reason, that's why you get so much of this coming your way. Because you didn't have Nick Chubb. You didn't have Kareem Hunt. And then you just said lost Odell. And you know what I mean? So it's like, you first overall pick. You can make it happen, right? You can at least make this game competitive, right? Please tell me you can do that. No! He couldn't make this game competitive. And that there lied the issue in my eyes. Like, a lot of people say, I just need, you know, a lot of people like, I don't want no superstar QB or nothing like that. And whatnot. I mean, you know, you may want that or whatnot. Well, first off, let's just daddy put that rest in peace to Young Dolph. I should post this today. He was shot and killed in Memphis earlier today or whatnot. So rest in peace to him. And everything that happens is very devastating to hear about. But, you know, getting back on schedule. You know, I had to detour for a second. My thing is this. You have a first overall quarterback like that. You expect him to go out and make plays. That's why you first overall. I mean, what field general was drafted number one? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you look at it, he's had some injuries this year, and he's a guy, everything has to be perfect. And to me, I'm just going to say it, if you're a guy, everything has to be perfect, then you can be a backup as well. Because my starter, it's got to be a difference between you and my starter. Why is he starting? I mean, because if you make everything perfect for a backup, you know what I'm saying? No knock on Case Keenum. When you play for Minnesota, he was all perfect. Of course I can come in and dry the boat. You know what I'm saying? You can fix the boat for me. And man, like I said, I like Baker. I like his progressive commercials. But man, it sucks, man, because he ain't that dude. Now, if you're Cleveland, you got a decision to make. You may keep him and franchise tag him just one more year. You may do that. He's done a lot for the organization. But if this is what you want for the next 4 to 5 years, you might as well get used to it. And I want people to stop before I hand it over to one of y'all. This is not no Drew Brees field general. Stop. Well, I mean, Drew Brees was... No. That's a different breed of field general right there. That man started field like nobody. Baker don't do that. And Brees know how to deal with star wide outs. He knew how to move it. Baker don't do that. So, you Cleveland, you got to figure out what's the next step. Because if your guy, right now, he's just an average guy. And Case Keenum can be an average guy for me. So, I mean, one of y'all can take it from there.
I think that at this point, I agree that, you know, he's not the guy. And I'm pretty sure they know at this point he's not the guy. They probably knew before the season started. But at this point, you can't, if you dispose of him, you have to have a solution coming behind it. Or you go back to, you know, bottom of the league, Cleveland Browns. That you've been since you've come to the league.
If we talk about play, though, I mean, because I'm talking about just straight play, Case Keenum gives you the same play that he gives you.
Well, my thing is, so you're going to go forward with Case Keenum. He's going to be the dude.
Until you figure out, you know, who's my dude. You know what I mean? Until you can somehow figure out who I want.
Well, I mean, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? My thing was to keep him there until you figure out who you want going forward. And if there's nobody in the draft that you look at and say, yeah, I can see him being here for 10 years plus or whatever, then you got an issue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really know anybody in the league right now that they could, like, try to go after and get. I mean, you could put Case Keenum there, but, yeah, I'm assuming you're doing that because somebody else is getting ready to come in.
It's kind of
after
like
him.
You're stuck. It's kind of like you're stuck with Bay. Like, he's a good quality quarterback. Yeah.
Because, not to mention, there's a reason Case Keenum is a journeyman in the league. He's not a starter, right. You know, so he's good for a couple games, not for the next 2 years. Right. You know, if you put him in that position to be the starter the next 2 years, you're going to start seeing some Baker Mayfield symptoms from him, too. I'm pretty sure. So, that's why I said, you know, going into the offseason, okay, you need to be extremely thirsty, trying to figure out who you can get coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Who is if
you
want to continue to carry, come in?
That's what I'm saying.
This man, I know what I just said about Baker. Now, I'm just strictly playing the field. This guy loves the game. He loves the city. He does. Like, he wants so bad for Cleveland, you know, to win and things like that. So, I don't know how many free agents. I'm finna head up to Cleveland and get this ring. You know what I mean? I don't think too many guys, they ain't on the top market like that.
I think, or at least, I'm going to say right now, but it'd be ultimately up to him because it's his decision. But Deshaun Watson is still in Houston and unhappy. And the Miami Dolphins decided not to trade him despite the case or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. What? Got a scenario since you brought up quarterbacks. Well, we all know the quarterback situation is shaking in Miami. If you're the Dolphins, not the Dolphins, you're the Browns, would you trade for Tua? Swap that out?
Do you feel comfortable about Tua? Because I know that's my guy from Alabama, but Tua can't get on the field so we can see what he can do.
What about a fresh start? That's true, a fresh start.
He can't get healthy.
Because think about it, he can't get healthy, and he ain't rehabbing and whatnot. And sure enough, be a QB of the Dolphins, you know what I mean? It's like he can't even lay his...
They decided not to go. They could have done it. They decided not to, though.
That's true.
So, okay. I don't see them trying to jump back in there and do Sean Watson. Okay, yeah. I'm like, no, you said no the first time. It's a no. So, but I feel like, you know what I'm saying, and this is going to take a group effort. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, who wants to be in Cleveland other than LeBron? You know, and he only want to be there because he was born there.
He in L.A. right now.
Yeah, so I think, you know, you take, you know, the GM, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, maybe the president, owner, whatever, you know what I'm saying, you have a conversation with him throughout the rest of the year. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to have to be something that you have to try to take place within the offseason. You know what I'm saying? Try to, you know, sway him to want to be in Cleveland. You know, I know that's going to be hard.
Deshaun?
But, yeah. But
at this point,
what else can you do? You either do that or you stuck with Keenum and Baker.
Go ahead, Dad.
See future. Well,
you got, what, 7 more games in all of next year to try to see if Baker...
Oh, no.
...the guy. I mean, because... Let's just be honest with you.
You say, "Oh no!"
He's my favorite player, but he's in a battle right now, and you just don't know what's gonna go down. So, and that's the only reason Miami didn't pull the trigger. They just didn't know what was gonna go down. And from my understanding, Houston is still asking for the moon. If they wouldn't ask for the moon, I think they would do the trade. So right now, I think the only option just is, you know, got the rest of this year and next year. See if he the guy. If he ain't the guy, you ain't what you call.
You gotta look at it from the. Looking at it from the GM's point of view. His job on like he ain't got another year.
But like you said, if you get Deshaun, he ain't gonna play this year, right? So you guys in 1 year, and then he gonna go to court next year. So hopefully, whatever they go from there, if it go right for him, if it don't, you know.
But see, thing is, if you was to do that, like I said, talk to Deshaun. If you can do that, I know they got the Tampa rule and all that stuff like that. But at this point, this is desperate time. You know what I'm saying? Take the fine, but you know, talking to him all through the rest of this season, trying to, you know, sell him on Cleveland and the things that we can do. The places we can go.
I don't think he'll probably go to Cleveland.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Even if you get him and he has to sit out half the year, at least the Cleveland fan base and the owner and everybody else, you know what I'm saying, you got something to look up to. Deshaun Watson will be coming soon. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get him the crown to the city. I'm talking about if they trade for him and he got to sit out for half a year.
He still got it. Well,
because all you gotta do is just try to keep afloat. He get there.
I don't think that
he gonna Superman you.
He gonna Superman you. Yeah, and we all know Cleveland is a savior city. And listen, had Baker, I'm going to say this too, because I still like him. Had he went anywhere else, it could have worked. But this city needs a savior. Yeah. LeBron, the savior. Nobody since.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who did they draft? None against, was it Anthony Bennett that 1 year? Nobody knew who they was. Then they got Colin Sexton, Darius Garland. Need some good guys. That don't matter. Y'all need a savior. They gonna put all that stress on their shoulders and rise up strong. That's what Cleveland is.
And all Deshaun
this,
is it.
That's what Deshaun is.
I will say it's harder to sell him. It's probably a little bit harder to sell him now that OBJ is gone. You know what I'm saying? They probably been a little bit easier on the ears. But I will say this. There's a guy in Chicago. He, you know, he had the season. He's with a young quarterback, Robinson. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Was super talented. You know what I'm saying? That they could be like, listen, look, if you okay it, you know what I'm saying? We'll throw all the wrenches and screws, find every corn under the couch that we got to go get them. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do. You know, but
I don't think Deshaun had no problem. I think Deshaun didn't have a problem in Houston. It's just the front office. I don't think he had no problem going. Because Deshaun's the type of person. He gonna make it work, whoever there. It was the people up front that he had a problem with. So I don't think he had a problem going there. It's just the legal situation that over his head.
Yeah,
you're not certain about it, you know. So yeah, of course you had an opportunity to pull the trigger to get Deshaun. Well, first of all, we all know if he wouldn't have been, you know, they wouldn't let him go if he hadn't been on them. What's called, he just been sitting out.
Yeah.
So you know, but
good stuff, guys. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
No, just good. DJ, you got anything? Good stuff. See, I knew that one. What kind of, you know, this one, this topic, you know, just a little hit and go on it. Patriots, been playing amazing. Mac Jones has been efficient, other than tearing at folks' ankles and stuff. Man, is the Patriots dynasty back, DJ?
No, I don't think it's back. No. Part of the reason why the Patriots were who they were, you know, it's partially Bill Belichick, but it also has something to do with, I think it's Matthew Stafford. Tom Brady.
Right.
I say it like that because I was about to say Brady Quinn.
Lord mercy.
But partially because of Tom Brady. I mean, if you didn't know that before, you know what I'm saying? Look what he done his first year in Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh.
You know, it takes somebody special like that. I think they'll be competitive. They'll win games. But as far as Super Bowl, I don't see that nowhere in Belichick's future. At least not with the Patriots anyway.
That?
No, I don't think. I think the dynasty is gone. I mean, you can't win that much for many years and not take a downfall. You know, and I like Mac Jones is playing well. He is. I give him all the credit. Yeah,
I wish people would stop with this rookie of the year. I feel like that's Jamar Chase's until it's not Jamar Chase. Stop! I always trying to get to the quarterback.
Quarterback will always get it if they have a decent year. That's just where it is, you know. So, but I mean, but no, the dynasty ain't there no more. You know, that just. That ain't gonna happen no more. I mean, you can't have the GOAT going somewhere and you're gonna still keep continuing to win.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen. So, you know, but I think they're a good team. They play good defense. They do what they're supposed to do. But, no, I don't see them going with the dynasty. I think the dynasty is gone. They're a quality football team now. So.
Yeah, and everybody, you gotta like to watch them because everybody does their job. They're efficient. Excuse me. They don't just. Center in on one person for the game plan. If the fullback can score touchdowns, he'll be in there. You know what I mean? If the line again, that's how he runs it. That's how they've always been. But the thing that always put them over the top was Tom Brady. And that's the question with Mac Jones. Can you put them over the top? You know what I mean? Like Brady did. This team has still got the same philosophy. We're going to be great on special teams, no flags. Defensively, we're going to be sound. Offensively, we're going to be good. You know what I mean? Nothing extra. But the thing that put him over the top was Brady, who made the whole thing go. And Mac Jones is going to develop to a really good quarterback. I think this team, well, he is a good quarterback now, excuse me. I mean, great quarterback going to develop into. This team right now, they're going to contend. I wouldn't be shocked if they got into the playoffs this year. They're going to contend for years to come because he's going to be in great position. Super Bowl, I don't know about that, but they're going to contend. They've got me, right? Shout out to the Patriots, still keeping it going. Now, other news. Jalen Hurts, my Philadelphia Eagles guys. Did y'all see us this past weekend, man? We put a hurting on them Broncos. We did. We put a hurting on them Broncos, man. But that's neither here nor there. Let's just talk about Jalen for a second. Mm. You know, we know the story behind Jalen. Got benched in the national championship game. Transferred to Oklahoma. Well, no, wait. That before that happened, actually, he stayed there next year, I think, and he came in for Tua. Was it one of them games? Yeah, and won the game. What game?
I want to say it was like a SEC. Yeah,
it's Georgia. He come in beat Georgia.
Why, what does it matter that it was against Georgia? Like, why couldn't you just say, like, he said, come in and won that year against Georgia? So. Like I was saying. And he goes to Oklahoma and man balls out there. We all love the guy. He's a hard worker. He got some of the best quotes that I've ever seen from a player after a loss. You know, I think one time he said, we're not gonna sit up here and dwell on it. We're going to take our deuce and get off the toilet. Stuff like that. Great quote. The knock on him, a lot of people, he isn't accurate. He can move, but he can't throw a deep ball. Right? You think Philly should continue to stick with Jalen Hurts after this year?
I do. Because at this point, like I said, if you're going to dispose of him, you need to have some type of backup plan. Don't dispose of somebody like him. And then, you know, you searching, you know what I'm saying? At least have him, you know, in place. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, he's young, you know what I'm saying? Still developing. His receivers,
Jalen Reagor, Devontae Smith.
Yeah, Devontae, all them, I mean, they're still young too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep them together, just see what they can do. Yeah, you know, they making, you know, players right now, they're winning games. It's not like they're just a bad football team.
You know, like 20 points.
Yeah, so just keep them together and, you know, see what you have, you know, maybe 2 years from now, you know, so.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing there on all levels, you know. So, yeah, keep it together. I mean, he's getting better and better. And that's what you want your players to do, to get better and better. He's getting better and better. So, I mean, is he the franchise quarterback? It's too early for that. But right now, he's getting better and better. Just go with what you got, you know.
And we got struggles through the season. Sometimes I question Nick Sirianni, but I got to give him credit, though, for what he's done so far. He's playing to Jalen's strengths. I mean, you look at that offense. I'm just coming up with a number. It feels like 80% of the time Jalen's got the ball. You know what I mean? He playing to what he can do. You know, they run the ball, too. At first, they didn't want to do that. But we run the ball, and then every once in a while, we take a shot downfield. I'm proud to be an Eagles fan right now because there's nobody, it hurt me to say that, coming out this draft this year that I think, you know, I had a guy that kind of went south. But it's okay. Coming out of the draft this year is worth ditching Jalen forward and just, you know, going forward and nothing like that. Now, from one quarterback to another, because we love quarterbacks right here, right? Let's show everybody some love, man. You know, some love. So let's talk about Jordan Love, man, right? Jordan Love. A lot of controversy surrounding this guy. Mm-hmm. Yet I ain't even heard him say two words. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you know Jordan Love, you're a Packers fan, I don't know what your emotion is on it. However, two years ago, the Packers, instead of taking a receiver, a tight end, or someone on defense, they drafted Jordan Love out of Utah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Utah State. Questionable guy. Throw a nice deep ball. Turn the ball over here and there. People didn't understand it. They thought they were trying to replace Aaron Rodgers. Da-da-da-da. Let's fast forward. Aaron Rodgers catches COVID. So now it's a primetime game against the Chiefs. Jordan Love goes to Arrowhead Stadium and puts up 19 for 34 passing, 190 yards, one touchdown towards the end of the game. He drove down the field and turned the ball over once. Now, I don't know if you two, you might have been at work. Did you see that game? Because I saw that game. Did you see that game? You just catch some of that game. So, you tell me what you saw first, and I'm going to say, and then he can just kind of go off.
Well, he's struggling.
Oh, my fault. Like, so is it time to ditch that and offer Aaron Rodgers an extension? That's what my fault. That's my question. Is it no longer worth it to, you know, put that pride in your back pocket if you Matt LaFleur and say, hey, I was wrong. Okay.
I mean, I'll offer Aaron Rodgers extension anyway, regardless. Yeah, it's up to him whether he's going to take it or not. Whether Jordan Lewis was ready or not, I still, because he's a great player. And I will offer him an extension. But for Jordan Love, he did struggle. Like, the game was too fast for him.
Mm. But at the same time, 2 years, 18.
At the same time, he didn't know he was going to start. So he didn't. I mean, yeah, he was kind of. I mean, what I'm saying is, he got COVID, and Aaron got COVID. And then he got put in against some of the most rapid fans in the league in the Kansas City, and he didn't. He struggled. He started out. He couldn't get his feet up on them. Thing was too fast, and down toward. He showed some flashes, some passes.
Yeah.
Some of the passes were really off the mark, and he has a strong arm. He got a live arm, and down toward the end of the game, you kind of see, okay, he got a few things here, And it would have been interesting to see if Pat Mahomes hadn't threw that first down, what could he have done with the game on the line? Because he was picking up momentum, getting a grasp of the game, getting a grasp of being a quarterback mm-hmm. in the NFL on a Sunday.
Right.
And
pursuing drive, they were, driving down the field, and it looked pretty good, he had finally settled in and whatnot. Like I said, what I got from him, he played a lot of nerves and was antsy, but DJ did come up with a good point before, and me and him talked about off air and whatnot. He had mentioned that, if he was any other quarterback in another situation, he would have time. He don't really got time for us to be like, well, give him more time. He don't really got that. They got to figure out what they're going to do with him or what they're going to do, figure out with Aaron and go elsewhere. So he's on the clock. Hate that he came into a sticky situation like this, and I hope things get better on Green Bay for him. But if it's not there, I don't know. But like you said, Dad, I think he probably will stay put in Green Bay. And because I don't think right now they're going to come out and say they were wrong about this one. Beach?
My thing is, you have to know. If you let Aaron Rodgers walk away, you have to know that he's the guy going forward. You have to know that he is who you're going with forward, right?
Right.
They don't know. They don't know. You can't take a chance on a gamble. You know Aaron Rodgers is your thing. You know what I'm saying? You know he's uh-huh. gonna be a diva. He's gonna be emotional. That's who he is. He's gonna be petty. You know what I'm saying? But at least with him, you anywhere from 11 to 13 wins a year. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere right. in there every year, by him being on the team.
So do you take that time and be like, hey, show me? Turn it over to you? As a GM, are you willing to do this? Be like, our team can go downhill if he gets the opportunity to show us, and it ain't right. If he does hit, hey, but if he don't hit, we screwed. What do we do now?
Well, I think you have to try to pair. But that's first off, if Aaron Rodgers even wants to come back, he might not come back next year. You know what I'm saying? You might have done burnt the bridge with him. Now, now, if you feel like Jordan Love ain't the guy, okay, now you're going to cater to him. You might not feel like, nah, you thought he was the guy before he was the guy, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't worry about me and what I'm on him, but now that you see that he ain't it, I'm out. You stick with him. That's what you want to stick with. So, it really all depends on Aaron Rodgers, but I think they should, go ahead and re-sign Aaron Rodgers because, if you lose Aaron Rodgers and he wasn't it, you go to the bottom of the league, and it's hard to build back up to the top. It's extreme. And they've gotten lucky.
Yeah.
Because they went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. That hardly ever happened. Right. They've gotten extremely lucky. So
passed it right off. So.
Re-sign Aaron Rodgers, and then, this time, take your time in looking for, the future, whatever, You have somebody you feel like, you might find somebody. Maybe he can stick back there until Aaron Rodgers' career is on out. What I'm saying? So, but
let's see how it plays out, man. We're still wishing Jordan Love the absolute best in everything he does, man. So, that brings us now coming to the conclusion of our show with our last topic, with none other than the man, the myth, the legend himself, LeBron James. Stephen A. Smith, may all know him, ESPN analyst. Or whatnot on First Take, he the other day went on to say he think LeBron James is done winning titles. So it's raised some controversy and some eyebrows, and folks are questioning and stuff. So let's just put it to the test here. Yes or no, simply, and why? Do you all think, Dad, starting with you, LeBron James is done winning titles? And if so, why?
That's more so, it ain't just cut dry, he done winning titles. Right now, do I think they're going to win this year? No.
Mm-hmm.
He's hurt right now, and each year he get more hurt. Now, who's to say he might get with the team? Say, for instance, some kind of way he pulled off and go to Brooklyn. I think that'd be a good shot for him to win the title. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just can't just say he don't win through winning titles. It's more levels to that thing,
Yeah.
But is he going to still be the dominant guy? His body's not going to lie, man. We can see he's out more these last 2 or 3 years than he ever been.
Right.
Father's hand catches up to everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And right now, I'm going to say the jury's still out on that. Because you just can't settle. Blatantly say, well, he done win titles. If you talking about right now, the way the team is constituted right now in L.A., yes, he done. But if you put him with another star like a Kevin Durant, one time he was talking about playing with Steph Curry, there's still an opportunity to get a title because he's still an outstanding player when he got that playing. Mm-hmm.
True. DJ? As he takes a sip.
I don't think he's done. I think he's got one left in him. You know, even the year that they won, what was it, 2 years ago? What I remember, I don't remember too many people picking him to win it that year. You know, so, you know, based off of right now, I feel like you can't really judge off of right now because this is a team that's built for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't, you know, I mean, they care about seeding, they do, but, you know, with a team like theirs, you care about it, but then you don't, you know, because, you know, the players that you got, you know, they've been there before, they've done it before, they played big away games before, they played home games before, you know, they're all veterans in the league, you know, right. Yeah, the crowd does make a difference, but it makes a difference more so towards a younger team, you know, all of them literally, except for maybe two of them are veterans. You know what I'm saying? So they can handle that. But I think he got one left in him to the point to where I don't see him going nowhere else. I see him, you know, sticking out for, you know, Los Angeles to his career ends. Well, I don't see him, you know, winning a title here and then jetting off somewhere else with another, you know, just star not, or whatever. Yeah. So I think this is where he'll lay his last eggs.
Oh, wow. What a statement there. And they'll lay his last eggs. Yeah, I don't think he's done winning titles. I'm of the belief he'll get one more. I thought two at first. I was like, you know, that just means everything's perfect in the universe if he can get it just as many as Jordan. Mm. And all the fanboys of Jordan was just, oh my God. They would find a reason, you know, because it's just the universe won't line up that way for LeBron to have as many as Jordan. So I think he'll get the five like Kobe. That way all the fanboys of Jordan can, Jordan still got six. You know, they can still do that. But, yeah, I think you got one more, like Data said. That was a good take right there with saying he could still go somewhere else, you know. But if you LeBron, man, ain't you tired of doing that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just teaming up. And I'll be honest, man, if I'm at that age, I'm not trying to put a team together no more. I'm just trying to hop on over here on this side of the fence, and it's green on this side, right? The grass is greener. But I think you got at least one more, man, at least. If he gets another one, then I'd be shocked. I mean, as in two. I'd be shocked, but I think one, I don't know if it'll be this year. You know, I just don't. I love Russell Westbrook. I've yet to see anybody overcome that hurdle of the player he is. And I was like, bro, I've said it on here before. If anybody can do it, LeBron can do it. But now it's looking like which version of LeBron can do it, because I know 2016 LeBron could have done it. Right, Miami Heat LeBron could have done it. I don't think the first stint he had with Cleveland, that LeBron kind of, but this is another version of LeBron now. You know what I'm saying?
He's not on the court to try to make it.
Yeah, he can't, you know, and when he gets back, he's got to get his legs back up under him. You know, he can't be trying to go, you know, Superman every night. He can't do it like that no more. You know, he can do it at a high level, but if you do it, he may tweak something and have to be out for rest. And it was one of those things with Russ. Listen, when I ain't on the court, just handle it until I get back. That's it. Just give me a nice margin. Give me a nice lead. That's all. He said, okay. And went out there and do whatever he's going to do. Listen, just give me the ball and I got it from here, y'all. And he can't put that trust in. Go ahead.
Man, I ain't waiting to cut y'all. When you said Russ, listen, that was different.
He's done.
Listen, and you know what it is? I'm going to do it my way.
And we guys, we like Russ. We do. It's just, you know, we was talking about earlier, you know, Russ had triple doubles. He can get those in his sleep. It's no problem. But oh my God, his turnovers outdo anything else on the stat sheet. His turnovers are so bad.
Legendary turnovers.
Legendary. And you forget that he had 15 assists and passed Oscar Robertson and Johnson. You forget that stuff. He's like, oh my God, what were you doing? I seen one pass he hit Anthony Davis in the head with the ball. In clutch moments, he does a pull-up three. Who's he?
Out the backboard.
Out the backboard. What are you trying to prove? You know who you are. We know you are. But I mean, I'm sorry. Like, LeBron can't do that with Russ. He's not able to take it and say, Russ, don't drop this. Please.
Well, he wanted him.
He did. And I think because he thought
they sat down and talked about it.
Yeah. You know? But you know LeBron got
Did they talk about the turnover?
LeBron got that mentality that he can change, fix anybody. That Dr. Phil and the Ayana fix my life. I can fix anybody.
Russ just said you hear LA. After he said, come play with LA. That's it. You hear nothing else?
That's it.
By no play, no how we gonna play. It's like aggressive.
It's tough because
aggressive,
and the people are like, well, he did it with other guys and Kyrie. But you gotta look at this; those guys were willing to play other roles on the team, and they were still effective if they weren't just the centerpiece. This guy, Russ, I know he brought damn if I do, damn if I don't. If he ain't Russ, he ain't no good at all. If he is Russ, he messing me. It's like, oh my God, you just bagging yourself into a corner. Russ, like, what you want me to do? And I'm like, I don't even know what I want you to do.
He can't shoot three. He can't shoot free throws.
He
can't play out the ball.
He can't catch and shoot. It's like, and we talk about an MVP here. Average triple double for like 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just one of those. And if you tell him, okay, stop turning the ball though. Alright. He have 2 points that night, 25 minutes. Like, dang, bro, you're not even balling though. Like, so, like I said, if he can, LeBron, I already think LeBron will go, but if he pulled this off, oh man, the respect I'd have for him is because, you know.
Yeah, really.
Because you look at Bosh, was willing to, you know, change his role. Kevin Love, Kyrie, Wade. AD, well, AD didn't really have to change, bro. He just, you know, ran it through AD. You know what I'm saying? But man, this one gonna be the test.
It's a different breed here and there.
It's a different breed, man. A different breed. But anyway, guys,
you know, my only thing is that, okay, when he comes back, like, my only thing is that, I guess right now, when LeBron comes back, I guess you would have it the way it is. At least try it that way first, and then I guess have him come off the bench and
who coming off?
Russell Westbrook.
No, that's not happening.
Because okay, you put him in the lineup with LeBron. Okay, you don't want to make him the primary ball handler.
He won't be.
You just said he can't shoot.
Can't.
All right.
His 4-5.
His defense ain't that great. Okay, so he's a liability when he's on the court with LeBron and AD.
Now you get
So the only other thing, you can't trade him. Who else going to take him? Okay? So the only other thing I can see you doing is say, okay, well, then you be the primary ball handler in the back of rows. At least that way, you can manage his minutes, because he ain't finna get the same amount of minutes. You know what I'm saying? It's until LeBron comes back in. Keep it afloat till LeBron comes back. We're not asking you to do nothing. Just keep it afloat till LeBron comes back in. With y'all, I mean, like you said, it's going to be 4-5. At least try it. I mean, he already turning the ball over 40 times a game. It can't hurt you no worse.
If he do that, then that means he is willing to win a championship.
If he can do that, he's willing to
win the championship. But I don't think nobody, Frank Vogel, got enough guts to go ahead and tell him, Russ, can you come out for a minute? LeBron, tell him I want to come out the bench.
Yeah.
I think that might happen. I don't see it.
I don't see him doing it right.
But it'll work right there, though.
Yeah, it could. But what if he turn it all over and LeBron come back in to clean it? Anyway, Russ, we love you, man. You're an incredible player. But you're under the what? Probably the most spotlight you've been under since the Thunder. Because when you was with an up-and-coming KD, because it wasn't the KD he is now, but he was up-and-coming. You had Harden as well. And then you had that spotlight, you know, to yourself, with, you know, eventually. But you in L.A. playing with LeBron. Back as big home. As it is playing with KD.
Back home.
It's much bigger with LeBron. And bigger under the Staples Center lights. We were about to change their name. Y'all hear about that? They're finna change the name of the stadium. Like crypto something like that.
Taking over.
Yeah, it is.
Money talks.
It does. But
I would like to point out how it was not one, but I think it was like 2 years ago that I was telling y'all that Melo still had it, and you.
That's
too
true.
At me.
That's true.
You too at me. I tried to tell you, Melo could do nothing else.
I was wrong.
I said what 15 to 17 points a night. Melo can do that in his sleep.
That's what you said. At home.
Let's keep it to it.
He's hot as fish grease right now. I tell you.
At home. Once he go on the road, he's might give you 2 or 3 points. I don't know, maybe. But at home, yeah, he can give you that.
Melo is not the problem. Remember, he was on First Take looking for a job and stuff. How come? I said, what are they doing, Melo? Like, Melo, I mean, we know he can still play, but remember, Houston tried to act like he was the problem. They tried to put that big three together, Oklahoma City. That didn't work. Whatnot. But yeah, Melo ain't the problem.
He was part of that, too.
I wasn't trying to even mention that he was part of that. But this is the most spotlight wrestling been over and I don't know how he handles it. I don't know.
Oh, he's gonna handle it. One thing about Russ, he gonna sleep well tonight.
Russ short term well, memory.
He gonna sleep well whether he go out there and get a triple double or he get a quadruple double.
The best or the worst now. He gonna definitely, man. Y'all keep Lakers keep doing your thing. LeBron, me and DJ think you got another than your daddy think so as well, man. So now that brings us to the conclusion of our show, where we will now get into the game I like to call legit or quit it. So I'll give a statement, you know, something that's happened, you know, that's actually a true statement. Well, all of them not completely true statements. And then you're going to be like, oh, legitimate. You know, what happened was legitimate, or you're going to be like, quit it. You know what I'm saying? You're giving them putting down here? Got it? Mm-hmm. Dad? DJ? All right, so let's start it off. The Cowboys win over the Broncos. 30? No, wait. That's wrong. I get my notes right, guys. Sorry. Cowboys beat the Falcons. Jesus Christ. I think DJ's been messing with my notes or something. Anyway, yeah. Defeated the Falcons this past Sunday in blowout fashion, guys. So, is this legit or is it quit?
I think it, I guess, legit.
Legit?
Yeah.
DJ?
You said Cowboys and the Falcons.
Defeated the Falcons 43-3. Is this legit?
It's legit simply because I think the Cowboys are legit this year. You know, the quarterback, the running back, their receivers.
431 total yards of offense.
Receivers, the defense. And another thing that I'm going to point out, I haven't heard Jerry Jones say much of anything.
Man, what? So
that might be one of the reasons why. But they're legit, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who says they're not a contender for the Super Bowl this year is not watching, you know, any other game. So, but I'll say legit because I think the Cowboys this year are legit.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I definitely do. I want them to fall off. I want them, what you said to me before is the Cowboys going to Cowboys. You know, you want that. And it may come, but I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. And they look like they're in rare form, man. This is legit, man. I know it's the Falcons, and my God, the Falcons aren't the best team in the world or nothing. But to me, it's just like, bro, they take the score away. They've been playing like this all season.
As long as they don't, I mean, they can lose. Say if they lose in the playoffs. They can lose and still have a good stigma of them being legit. As long as they don't just collapse.
Right.
If they lose in a tough, hard-fought game against, I don't know, the Rams or somebody like that, okay, they're still legit. Yeah. You know, but don't fall apart, you know.
Definitely. Like, Cowboys, they seem legit. Okay, moving on. As we know, Cam came back this past Sunday and played the Arizona Cardinals. And defeated them 30-14. However, the Cardinals did not have their starting quarterback in Kyler Murray or wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. So, let's talk about the Carolina defense holding the Cardinals to just 10 points in this game. Legit or quit it?
I don't know.
I mean, they didn't have Kyler Murray. They didn't have Hopkins. However, this defense, they've been building through this defense for like the last 2 years in the draft.
Yeah.
You know.
I said legit. I said legit.
I think that them being them, you says legit or what else?
Legit or quit it?
I'm going to say quit it. I don't see anything coming out of that. Like I said, they didn't have
Kyler.
Anybody, pretty much. I mean, you know, they. I'm trying to think. Even their quarterback got knocked out, I think. The second string?
Colt McCoy.
I don't see anything of it. You know, good win for the Panthers, you know what I'm saying, with Cam Newton and everything like that. But yeah, I don't take it seriously.
Well, let me say legit. Now, if you're talking about winning the championship,
Mm-hmm. No, it's like, is this defense legit?
Yeah, I think it's legit. Yeah. You know, with all those number one picks, I think it's building for the. What I mean, cause that, but they still need some more pieces. Mm-hmm. But I think it's legit. It's building for the future.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, their number one pick, I think, is still out.
J.C. Horn. Yeah. So, he was pretty good for him. I think it's gonna be a good defense in the future. I'm gonna go quit it because I'm sorry. I refuse to believe if Kyler and Hop were playing that the score would have been they just had 10 points. You know, that we were gonna do this because I've seen this Carolina defense get scored on before. But I do think they're gonna be good in the future and good on, you know, third down, stuff like that. But I think if there's Kyler and DeAndre there, we're not talking about them as much in this factor. So I'm saying quit it on them. Oh, this one. Georgia Bulldogs win the national championship this year. Legit or quit it?
Oh, I feel legit. I can't right now. I haven't seen. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't seen a whole football game in them. But sometimes you don't need to see the whole football game with such a dominant team.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm going to say legit. I don't see nobody being able to score enough points. Now, here the kicker is. If the other team defense stops their offense, then you got to see what the quarterback can say, I can take it over. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, I still think legit, though. You know, I still think it's legit the defense can actually come to the championship.
DJ?
I think they're legit. They've been one of the top teams all year long, you know, beating everybody that they're supposed to be. At this point, I think they're still undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm mistaken. So, yeah, they're beating everybody they're supposed to beat. You know, been at the top of the ladder ever since week five, something like that. So, if they were to win this year, yeah, it would surprise me. You know, the best always wins.
I'm going to go legit. I mean, I know y'all think I'm biased. I'm a Bulldog fan, but everything's looking amazing, man. The offense is looking good, but the defense is looking stellar right now, man. If we can, you know, my thing is we move the ball on the ground and get some throws in the air like we run the offense, but defensively, if we can keep you out of the end zone, I think we beat you that game, if I could say. Defensively, we get a stop on you, get a hold on you, you're through, and I think we can go on to hopefully get
this. Here the key is, if a team, I'm just saying Alabama.
Why them?
Stop. No, I just said them because that's the closest thing they can have a chance of beating them, I'm thinking. Get in a game or SEC championship game and it stops their offense.
Mm-hmm.
So now the key to it now, what would their offense do?
Okay.
We in Georgia, but also of course Alabama. But you know, Alabama done been through the war. Even though these are different quarterbacks, you know, it'll put a lot of pressure on the offense to make plays. You know what I'm saying? To win games. So that's gonna be the key. But you also can say the thing about Alabama too, so. So, I mean, you know.
And lastly, the Warriors get the first seed in the West this year. Legit or quit it?
Yeah, even though it's kind of early, right now they winning. They playing the best. So I'm saying legit. All
right.
So I'm saying legit.
100% legit. You know, right now if I had to pick somebody who's going to be in the finals, it would be them at least.
Mm.
I'm not sure from the East. I guess it would be the Bucks again. You know, on the people. I don't see nobody over in the East being Giannis right now, you know. Although I did think last year that'd be different with Brooklyn, but I had no idea that Kyrie was gonna be Kyrie. Yeah, so I didn't take that into account. I was going strictly off talent. So although Chicago is playing well right now, but I mean, you know, they're up and coming. They ain't finna make no title push. But they might be competitive. Well, I say putting them in the finals.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they'll give teams problems in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Might even win a series. But I'm talking about like as far as, you know, going to the finals. If I had to pick somebody, it would be the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? Especially them playing the way they are, and Klay isn't back yet. So
clear for full contact though now.
Yeah,
but not officially.
So adding him back to the mix then.
You also got to see where he's at in terms of, ain't been out with 2 or 3 years. So where is he at in terms of his mobility, him moving? It's because his lateral movement was the key to a whole lot of that stuff.
Definitely.
And also in terms of him moving off the basketball.
Right.
So, you know, we got to see what that is. So.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to go legit. guys know I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. Nonetheless, this team is firing on all cylinders, you know. They are 8-1 in the conference, 8-1 at home, 4-1 on the road. And they're 12-2 right now with the record. And they're currently are number one in the West. I know it's a long NBA season and things can change. But you look at it, I think this team's trying to get out far enough to where, like I was telling Dad earlier, they can afford to lose some games and still be in good seeding, you know, for them. And it's going to mean a lot for a team like them to get seeding, being that you look at, the Lakers, you know, with Bron and AD and Russ, all these guys. And then you look at... You can actually go down here. You look at guys like the Clippers. I'm not sure Kawhi is coming back this season. No, okay. So
I don't think he is.
Let's take it. Let's go into another round.
I didn't mean to cut you off,
but you did. Go ahead.
I don't envision to say Kawhi ain't coming back because you know how Kawhi and his injuries. He ain't ready.
Yeah, he probably isn't coming back anytime soon. So I mean, you want to get high seeding. You said what?
Playoff P
time. Oh God. Let's take that away from him. Because, I mean, he's been playing well. But I don't know. I got to see him in the playoffs really take off, honestly. And so you want that high seed. Like I said, the Suns are right behind him. The Suns is a team is going to get good in seeding as well. You look at these teams trying to get out ahead of the game. I think the Mavericks, they're 9-4 right now. They're definitely going to drop down. Luka's going to miss some games. Porzingis is going to miss, you know, stuff like that. But I think Warriors, they're doing the right thing right now.
I wonder if good position. They would make it... If talking about the Suns, if they would make a move,
a trade,
another piece, or they just like, we just gonna run it back.
I think another to piece.
What they did last year.
Another piece,
they
man.
They need a piece. They need some size.
They ain't got much of a basketball team. Don't have so much
got a 6'6", and there was 2'6" guys as a forward. One of them is skinny, of them decent size, but he not no power forward, so you have no size.
They, like I said, they're gonna win a lot of games. They're gonna win a lot of games, but. You guys got anything else?
No. I mean, it had a pretty good show, I thought.
For sure, DJ?
No. Although, I forgot about Miami. They'd be competitive, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Giannis would be too much for them overall when they can end up.
Of course, they get healthy.
I agree to disagree. But it's okay. Yeah. Another topic for another day. However, that brings us to the end of the show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in today, man. It was so much fun to get back on here. We plan to run this back again next week, guys. I don't want to go another week or two without, you know, doing another podcast again. Because, I mean, stuff just got going and one thing led to another. And then that's how it was. The news was coming. Like, everything was on the tip of coming out. Like, OBJ was fixing to get released. Gets released. Now it's like, oh, he's going to sign with the team. So I was like, I wanted to put all that... And one thing, and I'm glad I did because I also got Cam Newton. So that's big news too, as well in there, guys. But yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in today. Thank y'all for coming on the show, DJ and Dad, you know.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, anytime, man, for sure. Y'all got anything else?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm glad to be here. Had a great time. Look forward to the next time opportunity to be on.
All right. I'm going to give him a job. I'm going to give him a job, an opportunity. Anyway, man,
hey.
Thank y'all so much. This will be on podcast, Lord of Mercy. This will be on Spotify and iTunes, guys. Everybody have a great day. Be blessed.